cancer, make a reservation, or for more information, call 432-699-1261. Or visit www.aphasiawtx.org/concert. Call 432-699-1261 or visit www.aphasiawtx.org/concert.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 76 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
This program is made available to the IAAIS Program Share and was recorded at the Audio Reading Service of the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for people with print impairments.
Welcome. This is Healthy Life, and I'm your reader, Tony Ray, with the Audio Reading Service at the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from the Health Magazine, and I'll begin with an article called Food for Thought. When Rhea Bagliatello, MD, a psychiatrist in Cary, North Carolina, meets with her patient, she asks about their medical, psychiatric history, their lifestyle and relationships, and with concerns that brought them in to seek health. The doctor questions don't end there. I'll ask, what's your typical breakfast? Lunch, dinner, snack. She says, a treatment plan might include psychology or psychotherapy, medication, if needed, and dietary recommendations, like eating more leafy greens or omega-3 rich foods. The body and mind are inherently connected, she says. You need to look at the whole picture. The doctor is part of a small but growing number practicing nutritional psychiatry. Those in this emerging field consider diet crucial to preventing and treating mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and bipolar illness. The approach is backed by a steady stream of new findings suggesting that by giving the brain the right nutrients, you can improve cognitive function and balance out the mood. Our highly processed Western diet is not giving the brain what it most craves to work at its best, says Drew Ramsey, MD, nutritional psychiatrist, assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University, author of Eat to Beat Depression and Anxiety and Health. That may be one reason angst and depression are so prevalent. The idea that food can affect how you feel isn't new, but the concept is now being embraced by mainstream psychiatrists. Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston has opened the first hospital-based nutritional and lifestyle psychiatry service in the U.S., Stanford University. This university now hosts a program in metabolic psychiatry, studying the links between obesity, insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, and mental health conditions. One reason to look for alternative approaches. Up to 30% of patients don't respond to antidepressants. At the forefront of is Felice Jacka, Ph.D., Professor of Nutritional Epidemiological Psychiatry and Director of Food and Mood Center at Deakin University in Australia, and founder of the International Society for Nutritional Psychiatry Research. In her teens, Jacka was plagued with bouts of clinical depression and a panic disorder. I ate a very limited diet and not many vegetables and fruit, she says. She changed her habits, taking up running and eating a more plant-heavy diet. Her dark moods lifted. In 2017, Jacka and her colleagues published an influential study known as the SMILES trial in the Journal of BMC Medicine. The 67 subjects were suffering from depression. Most were currently, but also being treated with medication and therapy. Over 12 weeks, half of the group was coached on eating a Mediterranean-style diet rich in seafood, produce, nuts, legumes. The other half got non-food-related social support. The result? More than 32% of those who switched to the healthier diet went into remission from depression, compared with just 8% of the others. And there was a close relationship between a dietary improvement and improvement in depressive symptoms. In October 2019, in a study published in the journal PLOS1, Australian researchers found that undergraduates who followed a similar diet for 3 weeks reported measurably fewer symptoms of depression, stress, and anxiety compared with those who did not. Exactly how eating healthier might quell panic or reduce depressive symptoms is still being explored, according to Surbani Stethi Dali, MD, founding director of Silicon Valley Psychiatry and the Stanford Metabolic Psychiatry Clinic and a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at Stanford. The reasons are complex, she says. One focus is on the role of inflammation. A highly processed, high-carb diet can stoke inflammation. In the brain, inflammation may harm cells and interfere with the brain's signaling. There is also increasing interest in the microbiome, the population of good and bad bacteria that line our guts. The brain and gut are intricately related. Much of the important neurotransmitter serotonin is synthesized in the gut, for instance. A plant-rich diet can keep your microbiome well nourished. Practitioners make clear they don't prescribe individual foods for specific conditions. It's not like if you're feeling panicky, go eat some oysters, says Dr. Ramsey. Instead, he works with patients to add nutrient-dense foods and cut out highly processed ones. We focus on general categories like leafy greens, rainbow-colored veggies, and seafood. You might like bok choy but hate kale. That's okay. Marnie Chanoff, MD, an integrative psychiatrist and lecturer at Harvard University School, is also a trained culinary coach who sometimes sautés and chops alongside her patients. She recalls one patient, a cancer survivor who experienced depression, anxiety, insomnia following her treatment. After radiation, her weakened gut couldn't digest her once-beloved salads. She was getting very few vegetables in her diet. As part of a multifaceted treatment that included therapy and medication, Dr. Chanoff suggested roasting vegetables to make them more easily digested. A more nutritious diet gave her more energy, helped improve her mood and decreased anxiety, and started her on the road to healing. In the end, nutritional psychiatry isn't meant to pit kale against clonopins, expert stress. Food is a part of the much larger picture. Half my patients are on medications too, says one doctor. But by changing diet and lifestyle, maybe we can reduce the amount of medications you are on or help it work better for you. Tweaking a patient's diet can also reduce drug side effects like weight gain. In turn, keeping a healthy diet and weight can reduce inflammation throughout the body and brain. Despite the blossoming interest, finding a local nutritional psychiatrist can still be challenging. Dr. Ramsey is teaching a continuing education course for clinicians to spread the knowledge. Increasingly, practitioners are available via telemedicine. Meanwhile, just about everyone can benefit from trying to eat more of the foods that keep the brain and body healthy, says Dr. Ramsey. A more resilient brain can start with your next meal. Here are a few happy meals. Round out your plate with more of these foods, filled with nutrients the brain craves. Clams, mussels, and oysters are great sources of omega-3 fatty acids, iodine, and zinc. Kale, and spinach, and other leafy greens are packed with phytonutrients that decrease inflammation and are a great source of magnesium. Fermented foods such as kimchi and yogurt contain probiotic compounds that keep the gut-brain axis healthy. And dark chocolate is a good source of iron and is rich in antioxidant compounds. The power of financial fitness. I was ecstatic when my mom figured out a way for me to attend the School of Visual Arts in New York City for college. But what I didn't realize at the time is that financing my education didn't mean I could actually afford it. We never sat down and crunched the numbers on what my repayment would look like. I honestly wouldn't and didn't know how much debt I had when I graduated in 2013. But it was well over $100,000. I took full advantage of the six-month grace period, but it was crushing once I started the $1,000 payment plus. I was nannying full-time and taking photography jobs on the side and not even making a dent in the loan balances. Most were private, high-interest rate loans up to 12%. I was super stressed, and there wasn't anything left from my paycheck at the end of each month. I remembered when my now husband and I first started to get serious, and we started, and how scared I was to tell him about my debt. He seemed to take it well, but really, he was freaked out. He had student debt too, but nowhere near the amount I did. We'd be saddled with student loan payments for decades if we didn't get it under control. Then, when I got married about 2.5 years ago, a friend gifted us a copy of The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. I read it cover to cover, and something clicked. I had wandered my way into debt, but there was no way to wander my way out. We needed a plan. We took a drastic first step and made a huge lifestyle shift, moving from a spacious, luxurious apartment to a studio that was less than 200 square feet. It felt insane, but it slashed our rent by $700. My husband and I made a huge budget, and we didn't just put it in the drawer and forget about it. We stuck by it. We were earning good money, but we were broke once you put it on paper. I'll never forget our first Merry Christmas. We budgeted $75 for gifts. It was humbling. Our friends were posting on social media about the amazing vacations or presents, and I had the moment of feeling like I should be living like that. But then I went to the dollar store and got all the fun stuff and filled our stockings, and it was as if I could feel myself growing. The mental battle of wants versus needs never fully goes away, but it does get easier. And if you get more creative, honestly, when you're on a budget. For our first Valentine's, I came home and my husband had filled our apartment with candles and cooked this sweet meal. Those are the memories I'll hold on to. I've read more and more about personal finances and decided to refinance and consolidate my debt. Basically, I took a new loan at a lower interest rate to pay off my old debts. I settled our 5-year plan with an interest rate of 4.3%. Way lower than my old student loans of 7 to 12. We will be debt-free in about 4 years, and I know I'll never look back and never start to buy things I don't think we need. I can afford never back to being ignorant about my own finances. So here's a few ways to firm up your finances. Number one, switch to a high-yield savings account. The average interest rate on a savings account is about 0.07%. And no, we didn't put the decimal point in the wrong place. But some bankings offer significantly more, like 0.65%. And moving your money takes 15 minutes or less. Prune your digital subscriptions. These days, we are flush with subscriptions, streaming shows and music, health and dating apps, and cloud storage and online productivity tools. But when you forget or lose interest, those reoccurring charges continue to nibble away at your money. And the third one is automate your savings. If you're still manually allocating your money to your savings account each month, you run the risk of shortchanging yourself. The Real Meaning of Self-Care, an article by Nicole Blades. A new pair of shoes, a mani-pedi, a good conversation over wine and cheese, these can all replenish your reserves and supply a much-needed dose of joy to a tough day. But the truth is, self-care can go a lot deeper. Over the years, the term self-care has been watered down to include activities that are more transactional, like a spa bill. Then transformational, think meditation, talk therapy, and settling and setting boundaries. Self-care has been corrupted to mean luxury, says Janae Taylor, Ph.D., a licensed professional counselor in Virginia Beach. That's a shame because luxury is often seen as optional. Self-care is not optional, says Taylor. Nurturing yourself in a holistic way, that is physically, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually, is crucial to your well-being. So how do you start doing that, especially if you're already strapped for time and running on empty? Experts say the first step is to rewrite your definition of self-care. I define self-care as taking care of your present and future self, says Ebony Harris, a relationship therapist and co-founder of Melanin and Mental Health in Houston. That means paying attention to the basics of good health, those everyday habits that aren't so Instagrammable but keep your body and mind in balance. Getting quality sleep, eating nutritious foods, and exercising regularly are all key acts of self-care. And you don't need to run 5 miles or buy a Peloton bike. A brisk walk outdoors can do the trick. Try changing your perspective on these habits, so you no longer view them as mandates from your doctor, but rather as nourishing commitments to yourself, and you may find it easier to stick with them. Then there's the internal piece of deeper self-care approach, a quieter, more complex work you need to do to heal or to protect your mental health. Maybe it's time to cut back on alcohol, for example, or untangle yourself from a toxic friendship, or make that appointment for a mammogram you're afraid to get. Self-care isn't always an escape. It can sometimes take real guts. And a good amount of compassion, too. You have to learn to treat yourself with the same tenderness that you show the most important people in your life, says Harris. Remind yourself daily that everything you need is inside of you. Ready to commit to a deeper practice but unsure about your ultimate goals? Try picturing your ideal life a year from now, or 3 years or 5 years. How will it be different? Allow yourself to dream. Set intentions. Then write it all down in a letter to yourself. This is your roadmap. A futureme.org. You can even have the letter delivered to your email on a specific day to help gauge your progress. Next, give yourself the go-ahead. You don't have to wait for any kind of outside approval, but in some cases you may want to proclaim the thing you're planning to do, whether it's joining a grief support group or studying for foreign language, or you can take a solo trip abroad. You're not asking permission from anyone. It's an announcement to everyone. It's laying down a boundary around your precious time and resources. For mothers, this can be especially challenging, says Shelley Riley, a therapist in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. It might help to consider your self-care regimen as a way of modeling healthy behavior for your kids. Valuing yourself at least as much as you value others is one of the best things you can do for your family. The person may need to be most firm with is yourself. We constantly overstep boundaries that we set for ourselves. For example, imagine you commit to a new bedroom routine of journaling for 20 minutes before turning the lights out at 10, but often end up scrolling headlines and falling asleep on the couch. Use an alarm to remind you when it's time to pick up your pen. Once you decide to respect your own boundaries, you will be surprised how easy it becomes to reinforce them from other people. That makes a lot of sense, because at the end of the day, self-care is really about self-respect. Source of strength. This is why self-care is so vital to me as a Black woman. The day I felt guilty for binge-watching Grey's Anatomy was the day I said, nope, this ain't it, and vowed to change. At the time, I was juggling work commitments with being a mom and a school library volunteer and a mentor and managing a household and overseeing all small bathroom renovations and I was doing a lot. But the idea of curling up to watch Amir, Dur, Yang, and the gang at the Seattle Grace felt irresponsible, like I was letting people down. Why was I so distressed about taking a beat to breathe? The answer, I eventually realized, had to do with the infamous myth of strong Black women. Black women have historically shouldered the weight of caring not just for the immediate families, but for the entire community. Over the past years, as we have been witness to radical injustice, racial injustice, systematic oppression, immeasurable heartbreak in our Black community, the expectation to soldier on hasn't waned. But the cracks are there, and many of us are feeling them perhaps more now than ever. Finding a path back to the wholeness has become critical. In her 1988 book, A Burst of Light and Other Essays, writer, feminist, and activist Andre Lorde wrote, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare." Her words have become a mantra for us, and in these volatile times, the volume of their truth has been turned up to 10. For Black women, caring for ourselves shores up the foundation upon which our communities rest. One simple way to begin prioritizing your well-being is to allow yourself breaks. Being strong also means acknowledging weakness and seeing the spaces where we need growth or patching up. So veg out when you need to. Find a culturally competent therapist. Support each other. Build your sisterhoods. Expand your villages. And know where the question isn't. How dare you be focused on yourself? But rather, how dare you not? Riced is nice. Our test kitchen editors dish out tips and tricks for making, cooking, and using riced vegetables. Trader Joe's has riced cauliflower. Of the fresh produce out there, this is a test kitchen favorite. The consistency is a little bit finer than the other brands, but still has a desirable al dente quality when cooked. The secret is that Trader Joe's uses a mix of stems and florets to maintain a firmer and less soggy rice. Green Giant Rice Veggies Butternut Squash. This has a yummy, tender, yet starchy texture and isn't overwhelmingly squashy. Just a slight sweetness that tastes really balanced when you sprinkle with a bit of salt. Plus, it feels good to branch out from cauliflower. And the last one, Dried. Full green rice, broccoli, and cauliflower. Shelf-stable riced veggie is ready to cook because it's par or pre-cooked, and it can be kept in the pantry for months without refrigeration. However, not all shelf-stable products are created equal. Some brands are more processed, so read the labels. We like full green because it's just the actual vegetables sealed in a pouch with no preservatives. It's quick to microwave, and the serving size is a whole bag, which is convenient. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Toni Ray with Healthy Life. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
The Humane Society of Odessa, 7012 Mockingbird Lane, is offering curbside adoptions, vaccines, warmer, and more. Shelter hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Only one person is allowed in the office and kennels at this time. For applications, vaccine, or additional information, call 381-5503 or 257-4311 or email shelter@odessahumanesociety.org. To see current pets available or to private message the shelter, visit www.facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa.
Throughout the week, we bring you health and accessibility programming. Mondays at 10 a.m., Keystrokes. Mondays at 5 p.m., the Assistive Tech Update. Mondays at 5:30 p.m., Blind Abilities. Wednesdays at 10 a.m., the Blindness and Disability News Hour. The AARP Report and the Diabetic News Programs fill out the hours Thursdays at 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 77 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Morgan Mallon, bringing you Martha Stewart Living. I'll be reading from the April 2021 print edition of Martha Stewart Living magazine. The first story is Au Naturel, text by Claire Sullivan. The newest crop of natural fragrances is more subtly layered, longer-lasting, and kinder to the planet than ever before. Learn about the latest eco-developments, and then pluck a scent that's your kind of divine. A new caliber of clean. Here are three ways scent makers are stepping up. Smarter sourcing. This means harvesting ingredients sustainably, being mindful of the scarcity or abundance of particular ingredients, and considering workers' rights. We want to respect nature and the communities workers come from, says Givaudan perfumer Adriana Medina. Synthetic elements can play a part, too. Some are much less depleting than natural alternatives. Better bases. Alcohol suspends fragrance oils for an even spritz with every pump, but not all kinds are created equal. Some contain a sugarcane base. The plant is more efficient to grow than corn, another common ingredient. The former can yield more per acre. You can also now find highly concentrated formats like oils and balms, according to Medina. They fade faster but smell just as amazing. Greener goods. Glass is the most common vessel for perfume as it doesn't react with the ingredients inside, says Mia Davis, Director of Environmental and Social Responsibility at Credo Beauty. But the pump isn't recyclable, or at least not yet, so be sure to remove it before recycling the bottle. As for outer packaging, compostable materials, soy-based inks, and reusable boxes are on the rise. And things definitely don't need to be wrapped in plastic, Davis adds. For the perfume recommendations, 1. Spicy. White ginger and shiso leaf energize Olmsted and Vaux Eau de Perfume by Fleur. It's named after the landscape architects of NYC's Central Park. $5 of each purchase goes to the Lands Conservancy. For $96 at Fleur.com. That's PHLUR.com. 2. Earthy. Henry Rose Fogg Eau de Perfume, a blend of warm sandalwood and faintly sweet magnolia, is forest bathing in a bottle. You could also compost the cap. For $120 at HenryRose.com. That's HENRYROSE.com. 3. Citrus. The blend of ethically sourced tangerine, mandarin, and jasmine in Seven Virtues Orange Blossom Eau de Perfume will work up your senses with every waft. For $79 at thesevenvirtues.com, that's T-H-E-7-V-I-R-T-U-E-S.com. And 4. Floral. Dirty Gardenia Eau de Perfume by Heretic captures the essence of its namesake blossom and comes in a chic and sturdy black box for $165 at hereticparfume.com. That's HERETICPARFUM.com. Across the garden, Mason's Sybarite Bed of Roses blooms with heady bergamot and patchouli and has a water, not alcohol, base. For $185 at us.mason/sybarite.com, that's us.mason-sybarite.com. That story was Au Naturel, text by Claire Sullivan. The next story is Sweet on Citrus, text by Amy Scattergood, recipes by Shira Bokar. The world's juiciest fruits brighten any dish, but they really dazzle in desserts. These treats feature fragrant slices, fresh squeezed splashes, and aromatic zest from a hit parade of varieties. Fill your basket up with the season's best and serve some sunshine. Blood orange, grapefruit, and tangerine sorbets. Raise a scoop. Classic sorbet calls for a simple juice-to-sugar ratio that you can customize to fit your ingredients, your menu, and your fancy. Once you have the basic math down, have some fun. Embolden blood orange with fresh rosemary or thyme, spike grapefruit with Aperol or Campari, or take tangerine up a notch with a squeeze of lime. Quick mixing tip. When adding any liquor, restrain the pour, as too much booze will overwhelm the fruit and impede freezing. The upshot is a refreshing aperitif you can eat with a spoon. Grapefruit sorbet. To create a tricolor combo, make all three variations and put them in separate containers in the freezer. When all are firm but not frozen solid, transfer one flavor into one side of an 8x5-inch loaf pan so it fills one-third of the length. Add another flavor to fill the adjacent third of the pan, then the final flavor to fill completely. Freeze until firm, about 2 hours. Freshly squeezed juices can also be found in the produce section of many grocery stores. For this recipe, you will need 3 cups fresh grapefruit juice from about 3.5 pounds of fruit, strained. 1/4 cup Campari or Aperol. 3/4 cup sugar. A large pinch of sea salt. And 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. Step 1. In a saucepan, heat 1 cup grapefruit juice, Campari, sugar, and salt over medium until sugar has dissolved about 5 minutes. Remove from heat. Transfer to a heat-proof container and stir in lemon juice and remaining 2 cups grapefruit juice. Cover and refrigerate until cold, at least 2 hours and up to overnight. 2. Put a loaf pan or similar container in the freezer. Churn juice mixture in an ice cream maker according to manufacturer's instructions. Transfer to chilled pan and freeze until firm, about 4 hours. 3. For the best texture, let stand at room temperature 10 minutes to soften slightly. Use an ice cream scoop dipped in hot water, then wiped dry, to serve. Sorbet can be stored, covered, in a freezer up to 2 weeks. Active time 10 minutes, total time 6 hours and 30 minutes, makes 1 quart. Variations. Tangerine. Use tangerine juice instead of grapefruit. Omit the Campari. In place of the lemon juice, use 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. Blood orange. Use blood orange juice instead of grapefruit. Omit the Campari. Lightly crush a sprig of thyme or rosemary in your hand and add to sugar mixture while heating. Combine with remaining juice and let steep 20 minutes, then strain before refrigerating. Citrus Upside Down Cake. Frame a stunner. This creation looks formidable, but it's practically foolproof. You slice peeled oranges into rounds, nestle them in a butter rum glaze in a square pan, spread the batter over them, bake, and flip. To achieve the effect of the stained glass windows at Chartres, we combined blood oranges, caracaras, and mandarins. Add to balance the rich topping. The cake gets a subtle tang from sour cream. For the cake, you'll need 1 stick unsalted butter, softened, plus more for a pan. 1 1/4 cups unbleached all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon baking soda. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, we use Diamond Crystal, 1 cup sugar, 1.5 teaspoons finely grated tangerine or orange zest, 2 large eggs, room temperature, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1/2 cup sour cream, room temperature. For the topping, you'll need 3 to 4 tangerines or oranges, such as blood oranges, caracara, or mandarins, or a combination. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 tablespoon dark rum, such as Meyer's, optional. Step 1. For the cake, preheat oven to 350 degrees. Brush an 8-inch square pan with 2-inch high sides with butter. Whisk together flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. 2. In a mixer fitted with the paddle attachment, beat butter with sugar and zest on medium speed until light and fluffy, 2 to 3 minutes. Add eggs, one at a time, beating well after each addition. Beat in vanilla and sour cream, scraping down sides of bowl as needed. Reduce speed to low and gradually add flour mixture. 3. For the topping. With a sharp knife, slice ends off each citrus. Following curve of fruit, cut away peel, removing as much white pith as possible. Slice fruit crosswise into quarter-inch thick rounds and remove any seeds. In a small bowl, stir together butter, sugar, and rum. Spread mixture over bottom of prepared pan. Arrange sliced citrus over it in a snug, slightly overlapping, even layer. Cut some to fit into corners. 4. Spread batter over citrus. Bake until cake is golden and puffed and a tester inserted in center comes out clean. About 55 minutes. Transfer pan to a wire rack and let cool 30 minutes. Invert onto a cake plate. Serve the same day, warm or room temperature. Active time 20 minutes. Total time 1 hour 20 minutes plus cooling. Makes 1 8-inch cake. Black and pink grapefruit cookies. Divide and conjure. A really good riff on New York black and white cookies. These beauties get their blush from ruby-red grapefruit juice and a couple of drops of food coloring. In a twist on the traditional vanilla flavor, we zested a grapefruit to infuse both the cookies and pick icing with zing. Likewise, buttermilk amps up the batter, and Dutch processed cocoa enriches the chocolate frosting. For one last masterstroke, turn the cookies over after you bake them, so you ice the flat undersides rather than the domed tops. For this recipe, you will need 2.5 cups unbleached all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1.5 teaspoons plus a pinch of kosher salt, we use Diamond Crystal, 1.5 sticks unsalted butter, 12 tablespoons, softened, 1 cup granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons plus 1/2 teaspoon finely grated ruby red grapefruit zest, and 3 to 6 tablespoons fresh juice strained from 2 grapefruits. 2 large eggs, 1 3/4 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 2/3 cup low-fat buttermilk, 1 pound confectioner's sugar sifted, about 3 3/4 cups, 3 tablespoons light corn syrup, 1/3 cup Dutch processed cocoa powder, pink or red food coloring, optional. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees with racks in upper and lower thirds. Whisk together flour, baking soda, and 1.5 teaspoons salt. In a mixer fitted with the paddle attachment, beat butter with granulated sugar and 2 tablespoons zest on medium speed until light and fluffy, 2 to 3 minutes. Add eggs, one at a time, beating well after each addition. Beat in 1 teaspoon vanilla. Reduce speed to low and add 1/2 of flour mixture, then buttermilk, then remaining flour mixture, scraping down sides of bowl as needed. Beat until smooth. 2. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment. Spoon 1/4 cup dough into mounds on sheets, 6 per sheet. Bake, rotating sheets and rack positions halfway through until edges are lightly golden, 15 to 18 minutes. Transfer cookies to a wire rack. Let cool completely. Repeat with remaining batter. 3. In a bowl, whisk together confectioner's sugar, corn syrup, remaining pinch of salt, and 3/4 teaspoon vanilla, and 3 tablespoons juice until smooth. Transfer half of icing to another bowl. Whisk in cocoa and 1 to 2 tablespoons hot water until you have reached desired consistency. Add remaining half teaspoon zest and tint with 1 to 2 drops of food coloring. Icing should be a bit thicker than honey. If needed, whisk in more juice. 4. Flip cookies flat sides up. Using a small offset spatula, spread grapefruit icing over half of each cookie and chocolate icing over other half. Let stand until icing is set, about 1 hour. Cookies can be stored in a single layer in an airtight container at room temperature up to 2 days. Active time 50 minutes, total time 2 hours 10 minutes, makes 16 large cookies. Lime coconut cream pie bars. Take a dip. These individual cream pies get silkiness from coconut milk and a lift from limes. They're also fun to make, especially if you have kids who love spooning stuff into containers. Bake the graham cracker crust and divide it into mini jars. Add a tier of custard and another of whipped cream, and finish with toasted coconut flakes and more zest. The payoff, other than the dreamy concoction itself, most of which can be made in advance, is experiencing the lovely layers in every bite. Pre-baking the crust mixture lends a nutty flavor and a nice crunch. For a no-bake version, simply divide the mixture among jars or glasses and refrigerate while you make the filling. For this recipe, you will need 6 full graham cracker sheets, 3 ounces, broken into small pieces, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted, 3/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, kosher salt, we use diamond crystal, 6 tablespoons unsweetened coconut flakes, 1/4 cup cornstarch, 4 large egg yolks, 1 can 14 ounces coconut milk, 1 cup half and half, 1 teaspoon finely grated lime zest plus more for serving, and 1/3 cup fresh juice from 2 to 3 limes, 1 cup sweetened shredded coconut, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter softened, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1 tablespoon confectioner's sugar. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees, with racks in upper and lower thirds. Pulse graham crackers in a food processor until finely ground. Add butter, 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Pulse to combine. Spread mixture in a single layer on a baking sheet. Spread coconut flakes in an even layer on another rimmed baking sheet. 2. Place both sheets in oven. Bake until coconut is golden, 8 to 10 minutes, and graham cracker mixture is darker golden and fragrant, 10 to 12 minutes. Let coconut cool completely. It can be stored in an airtight container up to 1 week. Divide graham cracker mixture evenly among 6 8-ounce glass jars or glasses. Gently press to create an even layer. A metal ice cream scoop is great for this. Transfer to refrigerator. 3. Whisk together cornstarch and remaining 3/4 cup granulated sugar and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a medium saucepan. Add egg yolks. Whisk to combine. Whisk in coconut milk in half and half. Cook over medium-high heat, stirring constantly until bubbling and thick, about 4 minutes. Continue to boil, whisking constantly, 2 minutes more. Remove from heat, stir in lime zest and juice and sweetened coconut. Add butter, whisk until melted. Transfer pudding to a large heat-proof liquid measure with a spout. Let cool about 10 minutes. Divide pudding among jars. Place a piece of plastic wrap directly on the surface of each to stop skins from forming, and refrigerate until firm at least 1.5 hours and up to 2 days. 4. Whisk cream and confectioner's sugar until soft peaks form. Dollop mixture on top of puddings and refrigerate uncovered up to 1 hour, or serve immediately topped with toasted coconut and more lime zest. Active time 20 minutes, total time 2 hours 40 minutes, serve 6. Citrus-scented ricotta fritters. Have a ball. astonishingly easy and unbelievably light. That's how we'd sum up these crisp fritters. Just whisk ricotta with eggs, sugar, flour, and a few other basic ingredients. Stir in fresh lemon and orange zest, and drop spoonfuls of the batter into hot oil. If you don't have a deep-fry thermometer, here's a great reason to buy one. The dough sizzles into burnished gold orbs quickly, so keep a close watch. Then gently roll them in sugar and sprinkle them with more zest, and get ready to make another batch in a hot minute. For this recipe, you'll need 1 cup unbleached all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, we use diamond crystal, 1 cup whole milk ricotta, 2 large eggs, 3 tablespoons sugar plus more for rolling, 1/2 teaspoon finely grated lemon zest plus more for serving, optional, 1/2 teaspoon finely grated orange zest plus more for serving, optional, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, vegetable oil for frying. Step 1. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, baking powder, and salt. In another bowl, whisk together ricotta, eggs, sugar, both zest, and vanilla. Gently fold ricotta mixture into flour mixture until just combined. 2. Meanwhile, heat 2 inches oil in a medium-heavy bottom pot over medium until a deep fry thermometer registers 350 degrees. Set a wire rack inside a rimmed baking sheet. 3. Working in batches, carefully drop heaping tablespoons of dough into oil. Cook, turning once until puffed and golden, 3 to 4 minutes a batch. Transfer to rack using a spider or slotted spoon. Let cool slightly, then roll in sugar until coated. Sprinkle with more of both zests. Serve immediately. Active time 15 minutes, total time 30 minutes, makes about 20. Candied orange chocolate caramel tart. Strike it rich. This knockout is a paean to the legendary chocolate caramel tart created by the equally legendary pastry chef Claudia Fleming. Here, the crust is built with a crushed chocolate wafers and topped with caramel flavored with the syrup left from candying orange peel. It's a smart way to use up the liquid while imparting a citrusy taste sans juice, which can turn bitter when caramelized. A thick stratum of chocolate ganache follows, and sprinklings of the candied zest and flower de sel glimmer on top like encrusted jewels. For the crust, you'll need 6 ounces chocolate wafer cookies, about 34. 5 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted. 2 tablespoons sugar, and pinch of flor de sel. For the candied orange, you'll need 1 orange and 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons sugar. For the caramel and ganache, you'll need 1 cup heavy cream, 4 teaspoons finely grated orange zest, 1 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/8 teaspoon cream of tartar, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter cut into tablespoons, 4 ounces semi-sweet chocolate finely chopped, and fleur de sel for serving. Step 1. Crust. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Pulse wafers in a food processor until finely ground. Add butter, sugar, and fleur de sel. Pulse until evenly moistened. Press evenly into the bottom and upsides of a 9-inch fluted tart pan with a removable bottom. Bake until firm, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack. Let cool completely. 2. For the candied orange. With a vegetable peeler, remove orange zest into strips, leaving white pith behind. Finely slice. In a small saucepan, bring 1/2 cup sugar and 1/2 cup water to a boil, stirring until sugar has dissolved. Add zest, reduce heat to medium, and simmer until tender, about 10 minutes. Remove from heat and strain, reserving syrup. You should have about 1/2 cup. Transfer zest to a large plate and spread in an even layer. Let cool completely. Toss with remaining 2 tablespoons sugar. Zest can be stored up to 1 week in an airtight container at room temperature. 3. Caramel and ganache. Combine cream and orange zest in a saucepan. Bring to a simmer over medium-high heat, then remove from heat, cover, and let steep 1 hour. Strain. Measure 6 tablespoons. Refrigerate the rest. 4. Bring reserved orange syrup, sugar, 2 tablespoons water, salt, and cream of tartar to a bowl in a small saucepan. Cook, gently swirling pan occasionally, and washing down sides with a wet pastry brush to prevent crystals from forming, until mixture turns deep amber, 9 to 11 minutes. Remove from heat and slowly add reserved 6 tablespoons infused cream. Mixture will bubble and steam. Stir in butter until smooth. Pour caramel into cooled crust. Let cool 15 minutes. Refrigerate until firm at least 4 hours or covered up to 2 days. 5. Place chocolate in a medium heat-proof bowl. Bring a 1/3 cup reserved infused cream, saving any remainder for another use, to a simmer in a small saucepan over medium-high heat. Pour over chocolate and let stand 1 minute, then stir until smooth. Remove tart from refrigerator and spread ganache over caramel to edges with an offset spatula. Return to refrigerator until chocolate is set, about 30 minutes. 6. Remove tart from refrigerator and let stand at room temperature 15 to 30 minutes. Chop 2 tablespoons candied zest and sprinkle over chocolate. Sprinkle with Florida sel and more chopped candied zest. Remove from pan, slice, and serve. Active time 45 minutes, total time 5 hours 30 minutes plus cooling, makes 1 9-inch tart. That story was Sweet on Citrus, text by Amy Scattergood, recipes by Shira Bokar. The next story is Out and About, Where to Go, What to See, and How to Invigorate Your Spring. On the Road, Cabin Cool. Feeling a little cooped up? Spread your wings at a retreat with freestanding quarters. In the Scandinavian-inspired Lushna Suites at Eastwind Hotel and Bar in Windham, New York, A-frame windows invite the Catskills in, and a deck, a fire pit, and hammocks outfit the outdoors. At eastwindnewyork.com, that's EASTWINDNY.com. Here, 3 more getaways with plenty of breathing space. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Book the 1947 Mack Rail caboose at Clevedale Historic Inn and Gardens for a trip back in time. It's been converted into a wood-paneled queen suite with a sitting area and a curtained bay window. ClevedaleInn.com, that's CLEVEDALEINN.com. Ridgedale, Missouri. If a certain TV show piqued your interest in the Ozark Mountains, escape to Big Cedar Lodge, where log cabins with wood-burning fireplaces ring Table Rock Lake, a national bass fishing hotspot. BigCedar.com, that's BigSedar.com. Morris, Connecticut. Wake up in a faux log house or greenhouse or even a treehouse at Winvian Farm, where each of 19 luxe cottages, complete with steam showers and in-room farm-to-table breakfast, has a distinct theme. Winvian.com, that's WINVIAN.com. On Our Bookshelf. When Hetty McKinnon was growing up in Australia, her Chinese mother always had a pot of congee simmering on the stove and no fewer than 3 freezers full of dumplings. Sound like heaven? Check out To Asia with Love from Prestel. It serves up those treasured recipes and new ones, like Keishio Pepe Udon Noodles. One pearl of wisdom in veteran magazine editor Kristen Van Ogtrap's ultra-relatable memoir, Did I Say That Out Loud?, from Little Brown, is our unofficial 2021 motto, Let's Just Be Happy to Be Here. She bobs through midlife's low points, swallowing a mysterious object and getting emergency surgery, check your salads, folks, leaving her job and losing a beloved black lab, and comes up for air laughing. For a trip to the shore no matter where you live, flip through A Summer Place from Mazzoli. Stylist, author, and living contributor Trisha Foley shares 23 homes in her village of Bellport, Brookhaven on Long Island that are as breezy and chic as a great pair of white jeans. That's all the time we have for today from this story, which was Out and About, Where to Go, What to See, and How to Invigorate Your Spring, from the April 2021 print edition of Martha Stewart Living magazine. And that concludes today's readings from Martha Stewart Living. This has been Morgan Mallon for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening to GARS.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Midland College is offering a Spain for the Spanish Vistas Tour. The trip will take place June 13th through 22nd, 2022, and includes visits to Madrid, Granada, Seville, and Barcelona. Price is approximately $5,000 per traveler, which covers airfare, baggage, fees, hotels, daily breakfast and dinner, a 24-hour tour manager, all in-country transportation, and entrance fees to attractions such as museums and other cultural experiences. There are a number of different payment plans, and travelers who book now can take advantage of an early bird discount. For more information, contact MC English Professor Allison Gibbons Brown at 432-685-4648.
For 10 weeks, Recording Library of West Texas Radio has presented movies from the past 90 years that won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Some of the finest dramas and performances ever put onto the screen. Now, Recording Library of West Texas Radio is bringing you one of the most acclaimed movies of all time.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Airplane!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
What kind of plane is it?
Oh, it's a big, pretty white plane with red stripes and curtains in the window and wheels, and it looks like a big Tylenol.
Stand by for the most extraordinary chain of events ever swept up into high adventure.
I got a telegram from headquarters today.
Headquarters? What is it?
Well, it's a big building where generals meet, but that's not important right now.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Airplane is drama.
I want the best available man in this. The man who knows that plane inside and out. It won't crack under pressure.
How about Mr. Rogers?
I think I will have another cup of coffee.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Airplane is action.
Stryker, that plane can't land itself. It takes a pilot who can handle pressure.
He's off, Rex. He hasn't flown for years. It's not his fault. Could happen to any pilot.
It happened to Barbara Stanwyck.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Airplane is romance.
Excuse me. I happened to be passing, and I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
I want you to sit down.
Thank you.
Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my men.
Never has the screen been so big.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Peter Graves.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Leslie Nielsen.
What was it we had for dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, yes, I remember I had lasagna.
Lloyd Bridges.
I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Robert Stack.
All right, I'll need 3 men up in the tower.
The tower? Rapunzel! Rapunzel!
Julie Haggerty.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
The most incredible adventure the screen has ever created.
Passengers certain to die. Airline negligence.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
The big news is... Airplane.
While many of the gags are sight-driven, Airplane will be fully audio-described. So get ready for some laughs this weekend with Airplane, Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
To bring us up to time for our next regularly scheduled program, we now bring you the following informative feature.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. possible causes for abdominal migraine. Dr. Roach writes, a recent column on abdominal migraine inspired many readers to write in with possible alternative diagnoses. Blocked arteries to the small intestine, meat allergy from Lone Star tick bite, intestinal angioedema, and celiac disease, all were mentioned by several readers. I'm always impressed